Welcome once again to this beautiful Sunday, Life Changes Church. We are in part three of the throne life, access to the throne of God's grace, access to the throne of the Lamb, where the Lamb is seated, having shed his blood for us. For all eternity, we will see Jesus in heaven, and we will see the Lamb of God. We will see him as the Lamb of God. We will see him as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but we will also see him as the Lamb. How will we see all those aspects of him? That's what heaven is for. We're limited in what we can see right now. We're limited in what we can experience right now on this earth. But when we get to heaven, we will see him in all of his glory and all of his splendor. Each one of us have gotten a glimpse of Jesus in our lives, but then we shall see him just as he is, in his fullness, in his glory. It would kill us if we saw him in all his glory right now. You literally have to die to see all that. You literally have to die to see God in all of his glory, to see Jesus in all of his glory, because this earthly body cannot absorb that much glory. This earthly body cannot endure that transition to heaven. So God gives us a new body, a glorified body, the Bible says, so we can endure and experience and enjoy and forever the glory of God, the light, the shining light of his glory, where there needs to be no sun or moon to light the world or to light the universe. He himself is the light, and there will be no darkness, and there will be no more tears. All our tears he will wipe away. What a glorious future that we have for those who are born again and those who've accepted the Lamb of God into their lives, Jesus the Lamb. And for these three messages, I've been talking to you about having access to the throne of God's grace based on Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of his grace to receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. We can receive his mercy, we can receive his grace, and this is something that needs to permeate our thinking. We talked about last time, it needs to permeate. We've been crowned with victory. We've been crowned the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We have a royalty crown, a crown of royalty. It needs to permeate our head. It needs to rule our perception of ourselves. It needs to rule our perception of our problems. It needs to rule over our perception of our sense of who we are. We talked about living at the throne, where we can go to God anytime to receive mercy and grace, healing and mercy and presence and the goodness of God. That's living at the throne. Then last time we talked about living from the throne, living from a place of victory. We're not living the Christian life to try to obtain the victory. We're living the Christian life from a place of victory. We've been seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all rule and power and authority. And finally, the third part of the throne that I want you to understand, we can live at the throne of grace. We can live from the throne of grace. But the best of all is that we can live for the throne of God. We can live for the throne. We can do what we are created to do. What does it mean to live for the throne? It means to live our lives for the glory of God. It means to give him glory and enjoy him forever. It means to receive him as who he is and allow his life to live through us and to realize that we were made for the glory of God. We were made to give him glory. You know, in Luke chapter 17, the Bible says that 10 lepers came to beg Jesus for mercy. Have mercy on us, son of David. And he said, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were healed. Remember that in Luke chapter 17? As they went, they were healed. As they went, they were healed. As they went. In other words, they didn't get healed while they were standing right in front of him. But when they acted on what he said, they were healed. That gives glory to God. When you act on what he says, when you take that step that he tells you to take that step and accept him. Take that step and share the gospel with somebody else. Take that step and give honor to him in your giving and your offerings, your time, your treasure, your talents. Take that step, because as you take that step, it gives glory to God. Taking the next step gives glory to God. But also, it says in verse 15 of Luke 17, it says, and when one of them saw that he was healed, so as they went, they were all healed. But when one of them saw that he was healed, he returned. Boy, that word returned. It means he was going where Jesus told him to go. And when he saw that he was healed, he returned to Jesus. Somebody's watching right now, and God's calling you back to him to return. I want you to, you know what? I just feel led by the Holy Spirit to just pray for you right now about this. And then I'll share the rest of this message. But God saved you. God's healed you. God's done a miracle in your life. But you kept going and didn't turn back and return to him. You went in a different direction and you didn't return. You went to collect the things that God promised rather than returning to God himself, returning to Jesus and worshiping him. That's what this 1 out of 10 did. When he saw that he was healed, he returned. He came back. He honored and glorified Jesus. And it says, with a loud voice, he glorified God. Boy, we make a loud voice when we're mad, a loud voice when we're cheering a sporting event, a loud voice when we're yelling at our kids or whatever. Hopefully you're not doing that. But this man gave with a loud voice, he glorified God. Boy, I believe God's given us these great lungs to give him great glory, to give him praise with a loud voice. It says, boy, you'll never be satisfied. You'll never be happy until you live your life for what God created you for, and it's to give God glory and enjoy him forever. But some that are watching, it's time for you to return home, time for you to come back to God, time for you to come back to Jesus. I pray with you right now. Come on, just say this. Heavenly Father, I come back to you. I return to you. I give back my life to you. I give back what is yours. You gave me this life, and I give it back to you. And I trust you with my life. And I come home in Jesus' name. Come on, come home. Come home. Connect with us now and connect with one of our team members and let them know I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm returning to give glory to God. I'm returning to give glory to God. I'm returning to give glory to God. All that he's done in my life, I'm returning to give him glory. All that he forgave me of and I still turn the other way, I'm returning back to him. I'm coming back to him. Get ready. Revival's coming. Revival's coming. Revival's coming because you're turning back to him. And it says that congratulations, let us know. I want you to see, it says in verse 16, and he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. I want you to see this experience with God so you can experience this closeness with him, this giving him glory. We're living at the throne, going boldly to him when we have a need. We're living from the throne, speaking, using our authority, speaking life, binding whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we're living for the throne. We're finding our true place is at his feet, giving him glory and giving him thanks. That's when you'll truly be happy. That's when you'll truly be satisfied. I want you to follow the steps of this 1 out of 10. Let's not be like the other 9. Let's be like this one. He saw, look, break this down for you. He saw what Jesus did. We have to remember and look at what Jesus has done for us. So often we're focusing on what we need when really we need to be focused on what he just did and thank him for what he just did. He saw what Jesus did, number one. He turned towards Jesus. Let our sight, let our remembrance of what God has done in our life cause us to turn towards him, not away from him. He saw what Jesus did. He turned. He thanked Jesus. He worshiped. He surrendered all. Boy, the ultimate life is a life of thanks, a life of giving glory to God. And frankly, a life of gratitude and giving glory to God is the will of God. I can't tell you how many people have asked me over the years, how do I find the will of God? 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 When will I find the will of God? Where can I find the will of God? When will I find the will of God? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, he answers this pretty clearly. God answers this pretty clearly. He says, "For this is the will of God, to give thanks to God in everything." Give thanks to God in everything. This may sound so simple, but maybe it's because I just, the only way I can incorporate it in my life is when I realize how simple it is. He said, "For this is the will of God. Give thanks to Him in everything." Even when something bad happens, I'm not thanking Him for that bad thing, but I'm thanking Him in that bad thing. Well, there's something very powerful when you conquer life with gratitude. Sometimes we think we have to conquer life with a sword. We have to conquer life with money. We have to conquer life with power or popularity or prestige or whatever it is people are seeking for in this life, approval. But we conquer life through gratitude, to give Him thanks in everything. You want to be in the will of God? Start giving Him thanks in everything. The more you give Him thanks in each and every situation, the more you will find yourself in the perfect will of God. Whew. I tell you this, you get a hold of that and your life will be forever changed. What are we learning? We're learning to live for the throne of God. We're living at the throne, we're living from the throne, and we're living for the throne, for the glory of God. My life is for the glory of God. If anything gets in the way of giving glory to God, I got to get it out of the way. And things happen. We all fall. We all stumble. We all fail. We all get self-focused. It's just something that grounds me, something that gets me back in a place of peace, and that is giving Him thanks in everything. I love what Romans chapter 4 tells us, and I'll read this to you from the New American Standard Bible. When Abraham was promised years earlier by God to have a son, and years went by, and Abraham's 99 years old before he actually has Isaac, his son, with Sarah. She's 90, he's 99. But before it happened, it says in Romans chapter 4, verse 20, "Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God." I want you to see the breakdown of this passage. It's so simple, but it's so often overlooked. He says, "Yet with respect to the promise of God," we need to start respecting the promises of God. Stop respecting what everybody else promises you and start respecting what God promised. Respecting the promise of God. With respect to the promise of God, this is how we give Him glory. We respect the promise of God, and then that will cause us not to waver in unbelief. But when we respect the promises of God rather than what people say, rather than even our promises, let's respect God's promises even more. He grew strong in faith. How? By giving glory to God. When you give glory to God, even though you don't see it, when you give glory to God, even though the promise hasn't shown up yet, when you give glory to God, you grow strong in faith. And when you grow strong in faith, you give glory to God. How do we grow strong in faith? We grow strong in faith by respecting the promises of God. Then we glorify God by our faith being strengthened, and our faith gets strengthened as we give glory to God. Being fully assured, what does it mean to give glory to God? It gives Him glory when you're fully convinced that what He promised, He will perform. Amen? What He promised, He will perform. Listen, Revelation 4:11, I'll read it to you in the King James Bible. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created, thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Listen to what he says. For thou, O Lord, are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power, for you've created all things, and for your pleasure all these things were created. You and me, we are created for God's pleasure. God is very pleased when you trust him. He's very pleased when you join his family. He's very pleased when you wake up every day and when you give him glory. You know, I like to say it this way. When you're on top of the mountain, give him glory because he got you there. And when you're in the bottom of the valley, give him glory because he's with you there. He's not leaving you there, but he's with you there. When you're on top of the mountain, give him glory because he got you there. And when you're in the bottom of the valley, give him glory because he's with you there. This is what brings absolute freedom and peace in my life every day. I feel peace when I give him glory. I feel peace when I trust him. I feel peace when I just invite him into this next day or this next season or this next aspect of my life. You know, when you give God glory, it frees you from limitations. When you live for the glory of God, you live in the above and beyond power of God. When you live for the glory of God, it frees you from striving. It frees you from inferiority. It frees you from negativity. It frees you from self-centeredness. We weren't created to give glory to ourselves, but we were created to give glory. But when we give it to ourselves or other people, it loses its purpose and it loses its meaning and it loses its value. Only when we give him glory, only when we're giving glory to him. What does that mean to give him glory? Give him your choices, give him your body, give him your finances, give him your time, your treasure, your talents. Trust him. Give him glory. Praise him when you feel like it and praise him when you don't. This frees you from all the negativity in life. All negative energy is the absence of something. It's the absence of positive energy. And there's no greater positive energy than when you give God glory. He who is worthy of all the praise, he who is worthy of all the glory. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, Revelation says, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and the bride, that's you and me, the bride, has made herself ready. Boy, when we learn to give God glory no matter what, we're making ourselves ready for our bridegroom, Jesus, to come and take us home. When we live like this, there's a peace that nothing in this world can shake. Let's live for the throne. Let's live for the glory of God. Let's live for what honors him, what glorifies him. This will free you from fear. This will free you from worry. This will free you from anxiety. So much of our anxiety is because we're so focused on our own feelings. We're giving glory to our own feelings. We're giving so much attention, honor, and power and energy to our own anxiety and our own problems. Let's turn that. Let's flip that. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the attention. Let's give him the praise. Stop focusing on ourselves. Let's focus on him. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It gives him glory when you keep your eyes on him. It gives him glory when you give him praise anyway. It gives him glory when you grow strong in faith. It gives him glory when you respect the promises of God. Let's live our lives to give him the glory that he deserves. Come on, let's pray together. Lift your hands right where you are. Connect with heaven and with earth. Our connection between heaven and earth is Jesus' hands and our hands being held by his hands. Just lift your hands to Him. Imagine Jesus putting His hands in you, healing you, giving you strength, pulling you up. Some are coming up out of darkness. You're coming up out of fear. You're coming up out of anxiety right now. You're coming up out of worry. You're coming up out of sickness and disease. You're coming up. Jesus is bringing you up, pulling you up, calling you up, causing you to come up. And you are coming out of anxiety, out of depression. You're coming out of debt. You're coming out of worry. You're coming out of strife. You're coming out of stress. You're coming out. Just lift your hands and let Him lift you up. And let Him bring you up and out of all of those things. I prophesy deliverance in Jesus' name. Deliverance from fear, deliverance from anxiety, deliverance from depression, deliverance from limitations, deliverance from living under defeated mindsets and defeated mentalities. And today, you break free and break loose and break through to the other side in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll give Him glory and give Him praise right where you are and thank Him for His goodness today. We're out of time, but I want to pray for those of you that have never received Jesus into your life as your Savior and Lord. Pray this prayer with me out loud. Just pray, Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus into my life. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Come on, say that out loud. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe Jesus is risen from the dead. From this moment forward, I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. You say, can it be that easy? Yeah, Jesus did all the hard work. All we have to do is receive what He did. Believe it and receive it. You don't even have to understand everything in the Bible. Just receive the Bible. Just receive the Word of God. Just accept it. You'll figure it out and there'll be understanding that will be revealed to you over time. But start here. If you just prayed that prayer, download my book absolutely free. This is a tool that I put together to help you lay and establish the foundations of this journey of faith and this walk with God. It'll show you the next steps, step by step in a Bible study format. You look up the scripture, you write down the answer. It's got all that place for that as well. You can download it anywhere in the world and it's absolutely free. Do it now and you will not regret it. Thanks for connecting. Thanks for being a part of this global church family. Wherever you're watching from, let us know. And if you need anything, let us know, and one of our prayer team members will pray for you, reach out to you if you reach out to us. That's the only way we'll know that you reached out. So please do it, and we're here for you. I can't wait to see you at our next service. God bless.